today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
While the ghetto's contours reverberate through the music in ways that often defy notation, rock and roll simply couldn't have happened anyplace else. Hey everybody, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of our program. Today, folks, we're going to do something we haven't done in a while. But first, I want to tell you that we have sorted out the deadlines for April 2026 new music, and that is going to start on Monday. So if you're hearing this on the Friday, then it's going to be right after the weekend. So we'd love you to get your picks in by Monday evening, if you could. Monday, May 18th, that's going to give you the weekend, plus today, if you're listening to this as it's released. But if you can get them in by the 18th, that'd be great. If you need to take an extension, go ahead and write yourself one. That's not a problem. But we'd love to get those April 2026 new music picks in. Looking forward to what everybody has selected, because I know there's been quite an intriguing set of releases in the month of April. I am actually going to start us all off on Monday, taking Jim's place. Him and I are going to swap this month. I'm going to be in the front of the train. What do you call that? The engineer? And then in the caboose, Jim will be bringing up the rear. Good thing about that is I don't have to clean up the train this month. Jim's gonna have to deal with all your people's mess. Beer cans, Jason Goble asleep, all that kind of stuff. If you get those picks in by Monday the 18th, that'd be great. Or do your very, very best to do that. Anyway, today we're gonna do something we haven't done in a while, and I'm looking forward to it. We're gonna go into Patrick's Book Nook.
Welcome to the Book Nook. Look, we have books. And over there, another book. And right over there, it's Kindle?
To thank the lovely and talented Mike Wagner for his help on the Book Nook theme song. Seems like years and years ago, but I haven't seen Mike in a while. I miss him, but it's good to hear his voice and musical contributions. Folks, I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about this book in detail, and the reason is I want everyone to read it. So I don't want to spoil anything for you, but I've been telling a few people about this who I think will be into this book. I mentioned it to Kirk Gallagher the other day, and I mentioned it to Captain Jim. The book is one of the best books about music I've ever read, and I've read quite a few books about music, for better or worse. I have plowed my way through quite a few books, and this one is really, really a cool book. It is called The Chitlin Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll. It's written by Preston Lauterbach, and published in the early 2010s, I believe. And it's a fascinating story of the 1930s and 1940s, how the route for performers to go through the South, through a variety of ballrooms and all kinds of different venues, small theaters, sometimes just barns and places that they played, and how this network developed, and also how the music developed and changed, and how that music became rock and roll. I know there's, you know, always the conversation about what was the first rock and roll record. Well, there's a lot in here that's going to give you some information to develop your own hypothesis. And it's really, really interesting. Now, this book combines some extensive research done by Preston Lauterbach. Also, some original reporting. He sought out some people who have direct connections to the scene and to these years and to a lot of these artists. And he weaves it all together and puts it together in a really, really interesting way. He doesn't just describe it. I mean, he puts you there. He puts you right in the middle of some of these towns, you know, midnight on a Saturday night when everything was popping in this, in these towns, and you can feel it, you know, and you can smell it almost the way he writes. It's so, so good. He just does a fantastic job of illuminating this whole fascinating story. And a lot of this story involves things that are legal, illegal, somewhere in a gray area between, and somewhere there were arrangements where all the other people were looking the other way. And it's really quite an amazing thing, from numbers rackets to building one of the biggest, you know, ballrooms in the South, and having rooms all over the place where different kinds of things would go on. So it's really, really a fascinating book. Now, I do want to read to you from the intro, the foreword, the introduction, the preface, whatever you call that thing at the beginning of the book, because I don't think it spoils very much, and it also gives you just enough of a taste to get excited. So let me read from the last couple of paragraphs here in the intro to the book, The Chitlin' Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll by Preston Lauterbach. These are the intertwined stories of booking agents, show promoters, and nightclub owners, the moguls who controlled wealth throughout the black music business. Until records eclipsed live shows as the top moneymakers, new sounds grew on the road and in nightclubs through the dance business rather than in the recording studio. Though the moguls' names are not recognized among the important producers of American culture, their numbers rackets, dice parlors, dance halls, and bootleg liquor and prostitution rings finance the artistic development of breakthrough performers. Jimmy Lunsford, Louis Jordan, Joe Turner, Wynonie Harris, T-Bone Walker, Amos Milburn, Roy Brown, B.B. King, Ike Turner, Johnny Ace, Little Richard, and James Brown among them. Their stories play out across a cityscape that no longer exists, while the ghetto's contours reverberate through the music in ways that often defy notation. Rock and roll simply couldn't have happened anyplace else. The streets of Indianapolis, Memphis, Houston, New Orleans, even Macon, Georgia, are as fundamentally crucial to this story as the people who walked them. As money and power flowed through the ghetto in the 1930s and 40s, creativity and musical innovation followed. But as black downtowns atrophied and disappeared thereafter, not only was their influence diminished, their mark faded from America's cultural history.
Now, if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday night fish fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease. And a lurch little miss said, "Come in, please." And before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat-up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Now some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, some of them had on Bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday night.
All right, folks, we heard right there Louis Jordan, one of the most revelatory figures for me in this book. I knew he was important, but I didn't know how important. And now I know a lot more about it. And so I strongly encourage you to read this book, The Chitlin Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. I can't recommend it any higher. I just found it to be a wonderful revelation. I've got all kinds of pencil marks and highlights and dog-eared pages to go back and call on, because I'm going to try to put together some music for the radio or a playlist or something like that to share with everybody. But I totally recommend you grab this book. I was lucky to pick it up for $5 at my local record store, who have a increasingly amazing section of books, although my home doesn't have much more room for them, and my wife doesn't have much more patience for me bringing in any more music books. But hey, that's another story. We don't have to talk about that right now. Patience. So there it is. Patrick's Book Nook, The Chitlin Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll, amazing book by Preston Lauterbach, who has written several other books. Looks like they're on the history of Memphis and Beale Street and things like that. So I'm sure there's a music component to those as well. We're going to go out now with a song by Roy Brown called Good Rockin' Tonight from 1947. And it's one of the important early records that came from an artist who made their name and eventually signed a record contract because they played on the Chitlin Circuit. Not unlike James Brown. It's a good example, and many others too. So there it is. That's my recommendation, folks. I hope you enjoy the book. If you do read it, it's really wonderful. My highest Book Nook rating goes to The Chitlin Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll by Preston Lauterbach. Now here is Roy Brown, and we will talk to you guys with new music later.
Well, I heard the news, there's a rocket tonight. Well, I'm gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news, there's a rocket tonight. Oh, yes, I heard the news, there's a rocket tonight. She'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news, there's a rocket tonight. Well, meet me in a hurry behind the bar. Don't be afraid, I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring my rocking shoes, 'cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all my blues. I heard the news, there's a rocket tonight.
Rooms all over the place where different kinds of things would go on.
different kinds of things would go on. Different kinds of things would go on. Different kinds of things would go on. Different kinds of things would go on. Different kinds of things would go on. Different kinds of things would go on. Different kinds of things would go on. Different kinds of things would go on.